Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Meseches Negaim, Le'ilui Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Ben Harav Aaron Avram. And we have reached Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gemel B'siyata Dishmaya. Says the Mishnah, Arba Maros Elo Mitstarfim Ze Im Ze. So that girsa is the girsa of some Rishonim, like the Rambam, but not all Rishonim. The Rav of Partanura, the Rash, the Rosh, the Ravid, others, they understand that two avos combined with each other, and a tolada combines with its own av, but no other Nagayim combine. So therefore, the correct years according to these mefarshim is May Arba Arbas Nikai Mitstarfim Alala Mitstarfim. Of these four, they combine with one another. In other words, according to the Rambam, all four maras combine for a shear. The minimum size for a nega to be tame is a gris Hakilki, which is a variety of a large bean that grew in Turkey. So this we'll call a gris. So the Mishnah talks about a nega made of different tame shades, each of which is smaller than a gris, but together is the size of the gris. This Mishnah also introduces us to the basic dinei tzaras. So the Mishnah says, Arba Maris Elohim, it starts from Zeim Zeh, or May Arba Maris Elohim, it starts from Zeh. They're all four Maris, some would start with each other. Some of the Arba Maris, some would start with each other. To do what? Liftor, Ulahachlit, Ulahazgir. To make Tahor, to confirm, or to confine. As the Bartanur explains, L'kol ha'anach mele mitzdarfin, for all these things. So what are they? So when a Kohen looks at a nega, either he says that it's tahor, or he confirms that it's tameh, that's l'hachlit, or l'hazgir, he confines it for a week, he goes into quarantine, so to speak. As noted by the art school, it's very interesting that a confined mitzorah muzgar, is never called tameh by the Torah, even though he's tameh to the same extent as a confirmed mitzorah, as a mitzorah muchlat. And what is this confining? So Rashi, Tosfos explain that he's confined in a house. Other Rishonim also imply this way. And if he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he must be confined in a house outside the walled city, as it says in the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Ches Amud Beis, that both the confined and confirmed mitzorayim are sent outside a walled city. And other mefarshim, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Mishnah Chor, the Minchas Chinuch, they disagree with the opinion that the mitzorah is confined in a house. They understand confined means that the Kohen declares that the mitzorah has this temporary status. Mishnah Chorona says it means muzgar, means closed from our understanding, because we don't know what his status is. The Tosfos HaRosh in Moed Katan says that confinement can include three things. Either you mark the borders of the nega with paint to see if the nega expands. It's just an idea, muzgar, you close off the nega. Or you cover the nega with rags or bandages so that it doesn't get scraped off. And to close up the house so that no one enters the house and becomes tameh. That could also be muzgar. The bias has this nega that's muzgar, So you close off the house. So again, these four maras are mitzdaref, liftor, to patter the person, to say that it's tahor, lahachlit, to confirm that it's tameh, or to confine it for a week, that's lahazgir, until a permanent determination is made. So when this afflicted person is confined, he's a muzgar, he has all the laws of a mukhlat, except that he doesn't have to grow his hair long and he doesn't have to tear his clothing, as we see in the Mishnah later on in Perek Ches and the Mishnah Megillah. And there's also a difference between how they become tahor, how a muzgar and a mukhlat becomes tahor. When a muzgar becomes tahor, he goes to mikveh and he's tahor at night. When a mukhlat becomes tahor, then he has to go through the whole elaborate procedure of tumah, as the Torah delineates. Lahazgir es ha'omed b'sof shavua rishon, to confine that which remains the same at the end of the first week. So if after 1 week of being confined, the Bartanura says, it didn't change. There's no change of color, no change of symptoms. So what do? So you put the person in Seger for a second week. Vizgira koin shivas yamim shenis. For a second week, either you confine him to the house, like Rashi and many of the Rishonim say and imply, or the other Perushim that we saw. So this, the different maras are mitzdaref, not only to be maskir at the beginning, to confine at the beginning, but also to confine after the first week. Hazgir es ha'omed b'sof shavua rishon, liftor es ha'omed b'sof shavua sheni, to make tahor that which remains the same at the end of the second week. If the nega has no confirming symptoms, meaning it didn't become a mukhlat, nothing changed, so it's declared tahor. So the Maharam asks why this case is included in the Mishnah. The Negas Tahor because it has been confined for 2 weeks and not because the colors are combined. So he says a Chiddush, that we're talking about a case where a Baher is twice the size of a Gris originally appeared, and at the end of the second week it became a half a Baharis and a half Seis, each the size of a Gris. So the two shades are considered one nega, which is tahor. If they were viewed as two separate negaim, the part that's now the color of the seis would be a new nega. But it's not. We view it as if it didn't change. And it remains tahor. As the Torah says, Vira koin oso biyom hashvi shenis, vine kea negav lo pasa negav or vatira koin. The koin should see it on the seventh day for a second time. And behold, the nega has dimmed and it hasn't spread on the skin. The koin declares in Torah. The Torah's quantum explains that what does it mean the nega has dimmed? So this means that even if the nega changed color from sheleg, from the what snow white, to the sid, to the lime white, or vice versa, it's not a new nega, but it's a continuation of the original nega. And That's what the Bartanura writes. For lifter as ami besof shavua sheni, she'omid b'shir v'lo pasav amad b'marehu. If it keeps the same shear and it doesn't spread and it looks the same, alf b'shalayorad lamata me'arba maros poter, even though it doesn't look less than the four white negayim, poter b'sof shavua sheni, he's poter at the end of the second week. V'adach siv rakoin osav yom shvi shenis v'inei kea negav tirakoin lav l'meimer de'en v'tarayelim ken kia. That that it says in the pasuk that the nega dimmed and therefore he's metarim, it doesn't mean that it dimmed. It doesn't necessarily have to dim. Even if it changes from snow to lime or from lime to snow, we don't say lo amrinan nega acheru v'chozir amazgiro ketchila, that it's a new nega, it's a different nega, and he's confined like originally. Elika ome dami imataro, it's like it stayed the same. What's interesting is Rashi, because the Torah says that the afflicted person's tar only if the nega dimmed after 2 weeks, but if it remains unchanged, the afflicted person's tame, and that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Pasuk. But Rashi's contradicted by our Mishnah, and also the Mishnah later on in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, and by the Torah's Kohanim. And as the Mefarshim point out, Rashi himself in Megillah follows these Mishnayos and says that it doesn't, as long as it stayed the same, so he's pure. Doesn't have to dim. So what's Pshat in Rashi? So that would be a shear in and of itself. So when is the coin machlit the nega? When does he confirm it? He confirms it if it spread, pasa. But if it didn't spread, then it remains. He becomes tahor. And like we said, even if it changes from shelek to sid or from sik to shelek, it doesn't matter. He still remains. He still becomes tahor. Saw from the Maharam that even if it the Beharis twice the size of the gris now became a half a seis, we still consider it one nega, and one nega changes color, then it's cool. You're not machlit the person, you don't confirm it. But if they'd be viewed as two separate negaim, then the seis would be a new nega and then another hezger. Continues the Mishnah. Lahachlit es shenolad lo michya oseir lovin betchila. To confirm that which develops living skin or white hair, either initially. Batchila, b'sof shavua rishon, b'sof shavua sheni, la'achar aptur, at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, or after being declared tahor. So you have a nega that contains an area of healthy looking skin, which is called in the Torah michya, the size of a squared lentil. Kishehuva betchilasa lakoin v'yeshbo beheres kigris u'michyas basar ke'adasha merubas b'soch makom ha'beheres machlito miyad, as the Bartanura says. So it contains an area of healthy looking skin the size of an adasha merubas, of a squared lentil. So he's confirmed tamei by the coin, he's a muchlat regardless of whether this symptom appeared initially or later. That's what it means. Oshen olad lo michya, and it doesn't matter if this michya was initial, the initial stage, or at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, or after being declared tahor, which we'll explain. So if you have this grist-sized nega made of two different shades, and it contains a michyot, then the two shades combine to render this person tame. Because we said that different colors combine. So that's what it means when it says v'hachlet eshano lo michya. Oh, say our love and betchila. Or a white hair, a nega appeared, and turned two hairs white, like the Torah tells us. But as a Seir love and two white hairs, it was black, and then before he was able to be maskir him, they turned white. So he's machlit him immediately. He confines him immediately. The afflicted person is confirmed tameh. Not confined, confirmed. Even though this nega is composed of two different colors. Because you have a seir lovan. So again, it's no lo seir lovan michin betchila, or michia betchila, then he becomes tameh. He becomes a mukhlat. And there, again, colors, different colors are combined. Besof Shavua Rishon, at the end of the first week, the original Nega had no additional symptoms, and he was confined for a week by the Kohen. At the end of the week, it had either a Michya or two white hairs in it. So this person now becomes a confined Mitzora. That's what it means when it says, Besof Shavua Rishon. As the Bartanura says, what do we do without the Bartanura? Kaloma, ulahachlit, kamokin, besof shavua rishon, shemetchila lo ayu lo simanam alal of his gira. Originally, he didn't have these simanam, and he was just muzgar. And then, besof shavua rishon, the end of the first week, matzavo, michyo ser lavon, then they found this michya, this healthy looking skin, the size of a squared lentil, or white hairs. Machlito, he's put away. So in this case too, the different shades combine to form one nega. What does it mean? At the end of the second week, Besof Shavua Sheni, says the Bar Tanura, O Besof Shavua Sheni, Kigon de Besof Shavua Rishon Amad Be'enav, V'lo Hayabo Lo Se'ar Lavan V'lo Michya. At the end of the first week, it stayed the same, there was no Se'ar Lavan, there was no michya, vizgira pam shenis, and he's put away, he's confined the second time. Ubisov shavua sheni noldu bo simanim halalu, and at the end of the second week, these simanim were born, this michya, these seir lavan, machlito, he's put away. And again, the different colors combine. It's interesting, the Bar Nura doesn't mention the different colors, the Tiferes Yisrael does. But we'll assume that that's how the Mishnah begins. So he means it's talking about we have different colors. It's talking about at the beginning of the Mishnah different colors. La'achar haptur. What does it mean, la'achar haptur? That at the end of the second, or after being declared tahor, at the end of the second week of confinement, the nega didn't show any new symptoms of being tamei, and the afflicted person is declared tahor, even though the original nega remained. So he's muzgar for 2 weeks. There are no symptoms. So he's declared tahor. And then what happens? So now he had a ptur. And now, sometime later, white hair or michya developed within the nega. Oh boy. So he has this michya, or he has this white hair inside the nega. And that's pretty bien, that's bad news. So the afflicted person is now declared tamei, even if the nega changed color in the meantime. Kolashen abartanura, That was it. No new simani tumi patterned him. And then afterwards, he had new simani tuma. So, even if the nega changed color in the interim, or there are different colors of negaim, doesn't matter. He becomes tame. He becomes a muchlat. Mishnah continues, Lahachlit es shenolad lo pisyon, b'sof shavua rishon, b'sof shavua sheni, la'achar haptor. To confirm that which develops an expansion, either at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, or after being declared tahor. So you have this nega that appears with no other symptoms, and then he was confined by the kohen. And then after either 1 or 2 weeks of being confined, of being muzgar, the nega spreads, pasa. So now he's confirmed tameh. So if the nega was composed of different shades, they're going to combine to make the person tameh. First he has to be a muzgar, and then if it's pasa, then he becomes a muchlat. So that's what it means, lahachlet es shenod lo pisyon, b'sof shavu rishon o b'sof shavu sheni. To confirm that which develops an expansion at the end of the first week or at the end of the second week. So the Bar Tanura says, b'sof shavu rishon o b'sof shavu sheni kikom, b'heres kikris shen b'michev lo se'el av mizgira. So you have a b'heres, the size of the gris, that has no michya, and it doesn't have a seir lavan, and the person became a muzgar. So im pasta b'self shavuah rishon, if it spread in the first week, so he's just a muzgar, but there's no michya, there's no seir lavan. But if it spread in the first week, o lo pasta b'self shavuah sheni, or it only spread in the second week, machlito, then this person becomes a muchlat. That's what it means. Shenolad lo pisyon b'sof shavu rishon b'sof shavu sheni. When it spreads, he becomes a muchlat. Vim lo pasta lo b'sof shavu rishon lo b'sof sheni. If it didn't spread, neither in the first week nor in the second week, upatro, and the person was patered, the person was declared tahor. Lacha kamiyam in pasta machlita. But then after a few days, now it spread. So it becomes a muchlat, and even if it has different colors. Continues the Holy Mishnah. Lehachlit esa hofech kula lavan mitoch haptur. To confirm someone who turns completely white after being declared tahor. The Torah says that a nega that spreads to a person's entire body is tahor. So this applies only if the nega was tamei and then expanded over the entire body. But if the nega was tar when it expanded, so he becomes confirmed tamei. He becomes a muchlat. So this is discussed later on in Perek Ches. So a nega of one of the colors mentioned in Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis was declared Torah by the Kohen. For example, he was confined for 2 weeks and then the Kohen says Torah. Then the nega spread and covered the entire body. So now he becomes confirmed Torah, he becomes a Muchlat. Even if the new area is covered by a nega that is a different shade than the original nega. After the coin patters him, parchat seras bekulo. Tzaras spread to his entire body. He was declared Torah by the Kohen, confined for 2 weeks. Now he's Tahor, and now it spreads, and it covers the entire body. So here you have a Nega that was Tahor when it expanded. He was declared Tahor, and now it expanded. So he becomes confirmed Tameh, even if it's a different color. Parcha Tzaras Bekulo, Tameh Muchlat. Yeah. Lahachlit is a hofech, lahachlit is a hofech lav, is a hofech kulo lavan mitoch haptur, to confirm somebody who turns completely white after being declared tahor. That was the example that we gave. That first he was declared tahor, and then it spread to his whole body. So even if it's a different shade, it's mitzdaref, and he becomes tameh. Because a tahor nega expanded to the whole body, he's tameh. Continues the Mishnah, liftor es hofech kula lavan, mitoch hechleid or mitoch hezger. To make tahor somebody who turns completely white after being confined or confirmed or confined. If the nega was muskar or muchlat, was confined or confirmed, in other words, it was tameh, and then it expanded to cover the entire body, the afflicted person is declared tahor. Im, as the Bartanura says, im la'achar shetim o'koin, after the koin is metamein, o la'achar shuskak lehezger kodim shetim, or he needed hezger before Mukhlat, Parcha Tzaras Bekulo, the Tzaras spread to his entire body, Potra of a Tar, so he's Potter and he's Tar. Shapricha osim en a Tar Tame, om en a Tame Tar, v'amuzgar Tame Mikri. So the Pricha makes somebody who is Tahor, Tame. Somebody who is Tame Tar. In other words, if you have Pricha and he's Tar, so he becomes Tame. But if it's spread to his entire body and he's Tame, he becomes Tar. It's an interesting halacha. Has to be understood what's the reason for such a halacha. The Mefarshim talk about this. So even if this person is now covered by different nega shades and his whole body, since it was he was hofech kulo lavan mitoch hechleid or mitoch hezger, from being confirmed or confined, so even if the person is now covered by different nega shades, they combine to be one nega, making this person tar. Elu maris negaim shekol negaim tzliim behem. These are the appearances of negaim, upon which depend all negaim. What does that mean? Arbas maros elu shes karnu chalakos opsuchos. The four shades of white described in the first Mishnah, and their four reddish variations are what determine. They're the criteria of all the negaim that appear on a person's skin. So that's when it comes, that's what the Bartanura says. They're chalakos or psuchos, they're red, white. What about negaim that appear on the scalp or on the beard area and the face? So those have different rules. So this was not an easy Mishnah. It's a long, relatively long Mishnah with a lot of details. And I think that now it's clearly understood b'siyata d'shmaya. Hopefully in our Ion Shiurim we will go more into it. And we will see additional neflaos mitaras Hashem. And Baruch Hashem shezachino l'lmod Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Negaim. And we hope that God gives us life and we are able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.